Farmer of Hearts, Day 25. How are the vines growing in the vineyard of your heart? St. Athanasius said, "The Son of God became the Son of Man, so that the sons of men might become the sons of God." Once upon a time, a farmer built a beautiful vineyard on a fertile hillside. He prepared the soil, planted the choicest vines, and worked hard to cultivate and maintain the vineyard. But at harvest time, he found that his vineyard yielded nothing but wild grapes. In great disappointment, he stopped caring for the vineyard, and it turned into a ruin. This powerful story comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 1 to 7. The farmer and the vineyard represent God and Israel. God took very good care of Israel and made them his chosen people. He wanted them to live in holiness and help other nations to come into his kingdom. But Israel chose to turn away from God, fell into sins, and failed terribly in keeping the covenant it made with God on Mount Sinai. Israel eventually fell to Assyria in 732 BC. But what the vineyard points to is more than Israel. It also points to every Christian who, through baptism, has entered into a covenant relationship with God. It points to you, to me, to every Christian who has been baptized to receive the baptismal grace. We are God's vineyards, every one of us. We have in us very fertile soil that God has lovingly prepared for us. St. Paul said in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12, "Compete well for the faith, lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses." The noble confession referred to above is our baptismal vow. God has journeyed with us. Through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, He has washed us clean, put a seal upon us, poured the Spirit into our hearts, and made us His adopted sons by virtue of the salvific grace of His only Son. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 8, "But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Reflection. As God's vineyard, am I growing rich and delicious grapes or wild grapes? Am I making good use of the rich soil He has prepared for me? Thank you. Today's prayer. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You understand my thought from afar. Grant me your divine enlightenment to help me see clearly the condition of the vineyard of my heart. Where the good grapes are growing, help them grow abundantly and multiply. Where the wild grapes are secretly emerging, cut them down and spare none even if it hurts. As my response to your call to make good use of your vineyard, Lord, I will take extra time in this land to examine my heart, especially when I pray to begin my day. I will also make extra effort to remove all wild grapes whenever I find them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.